This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Christina, I am your guest host, Mark Anthony, and we're going to have another great hour. It's our final hour. It's gone by way too fast, but check us out at TheRealSide.com, TheRealSide.com. We're taking calls as well, 855-732-5563. Well, we have an interesting guest coming up, as I mentioned before we finished out the last hour, Rabbi Spiro. He's the president of Caucus for America. He's the spokesperson for the National Conference of Jewish Affairs, and he's the author of Pushback, Reclaiming Our American Judeo-Christian Ethics. Imagine that, reclaiming that. That is the best way that we're going to get back to where this country needs to be. So we're going to talk with this rabbi because last Thursday he did a sit-in in Nancy Pelosi's office, and I just can't imagine what happened there. I can't wait to hear his feedback about how Speaker Pelosi, who was making excuses for Representative Omar, that she didn't understand the gravity of her words. She didn't understand what she was saying was anti-Semitic. She didn't understand that what she was saying was full of hate and vitriol. But, you know, everybody that's listening to me now, I'm pretty sure, understands that Omar, Representative Omar, fully understood what she was saying. Representative Omar has a Palestinian flag out in front of her office in Congress, and she certainly is no friend of the Jewish people or any of the Christians in this country and worldwide. She isn't at all. And I think that as we're really taking a look at the soul of this nation, part of the reason we're having such a difficulty in distinguishing between right and wrong is that we've come to a point where we're a subjective society. As long as that makes you happy, do whatever you want. And that's what we keep hearing from people. As long as you're happy and you have closure and you feel good about yourself, then by all means, do whatever it is you want. And so that's why there's really a constant debate over things that most of us know the difference between right and wrong and what good and evil is. But here's the other side of it, is that sometimes not enough good people stand up when they see something wrong happening. And so when we hear people trying to redefine who America is, you know, what I'd like to go back to is that when the president gave his State of the Union, I tweeted out that for a long time, America has had an identity crisis. Why? Because we've let people redefine who we are or make us feel guilty about who we are. And really, the fact is there's nothing to be ashamed of. And right now, this country really is at a crossroads. Just take a moment, just for the heck of it, to go and look at the quotes from those DNC presidential hopefuls. And not one thing that they say, not one, really falls in alignment with the morals, the ethics, the foundation of this country whatsoever. And, you know, I remember a long time ago when I started my show about 6 years ago that I was listening. I had somebody on that a lot of people know who he is. He's the founder of Wall Builders. And what he said to me when I asked him about what our founders would say about where this country is, what David said was, is that the founders would look at us and say, what have you done with what we've left you? And that's what we got to take a look at ourselves right now. Because we, see, the electorate is a direct reflection of the people that are brought into office, whether they're in the Senate or the House or the President. They are a direct reflection of the electorate. And so it's up to us right now to set things straight. It really is. We're the ones that have the control. We're the ones that have the ability and the will of the people to make sure it's followed. And the longer that we wait right now to get into battle mode, because let me make this clear before we bring on the rabbi and then our good friend Sean Sullivan from No Safe Spaces. If we don't treat this like the battle of a lifetime in 2020, we must understand that it is. This is not just about Supreme Court picks, which they'd like to redo that. This is more about our way of life, what makes America great. And what makes America great is not to become a welfare state. I got to tell you that right now. What makes America great is every living American dream that's been achieved by hard work and dedication. That's what makes this country great. You have the freedom and ability to do whatever it is you want. You can even screw up and fall on your face. But the best thing about America is that you can reinvent yourself, that you can become better than the generation that came before you, and that you can create a future. That's what makes America great. And everything you're hearing from the other side is all just noise and chaos. So don't be fooled. They're going to tell you that we can print up money left and right, but that's only if we want to turn into Sweden, Greece, or Venezuela. We got to learn about what makes this country great. And one of my good friends, Charlie Kirk, is doing that at Turning Point, going to the campuses. Brandon Tatum is. We need more warriors out there. You guys, we have got to stand up. 2020 is just around the corner. And as we all know, not only does the president need to be reelected, we have got to take back the House. Nancy Pelosi as Speaker is just a really bad repeat. It's like a bad sequel to a movie, except she's much more dangerous right now because she's not in control. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. I'm Mark Anthony. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. We're going to be right back.
All right, man. I'm calling the rabbi right now.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the average abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
And welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Mark Anthony, and we have a really exciting guest joining us right now. He visited Nancy Pelosi's office last Thursday. Rabbi Spiro, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Good to be with you. So you decided to, because of the remarks of Representative Omar, to confront Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, for her inability to condemn what she said. So take the listeners into the office as you went in there. What did you do? What happened?
Well, right prior to going into the office, we were in the hallway. The door was closed to the office. they knew that we were coming because there was pre-publicity. And we were in the hallway with all of our people that had come to protest, to sit in. And there were a lot of cameras there, which was wonderful, a lot of media. And I started the event by speaking for about 3.5 minutes and telling our people that were there and those in the media how disappointed we were with the Speaker Pelosi for not condemning Representative Omar for enunciating all of these anti-Semitic slanders. And she did it not once, twice, but three times. And the Speaker gave her a pass. I'm sure that if there would have been someone, let's say, who was a nice conservative white person from Ohio, a Republican, and would have said things that were anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim, that person would have lost all of their committee assignments. And yeah, we were wondering, you know, Speaker Pelosi, she didn't even demote this woman from her committee assignments. And so we spoke for about 3.5 minutes about that and how the resolution wouldn't even condemn anti-Semitism specifically. It became so watered down and such a sham that it basically just condemned all hate as if there was nothing about anti-Semitism coming from the mouth of Omar. And then worse, it talked about Islamophobia. So from something that was done that was anti-Semitic, from the mouth of a congresswoman who is speaking many times on behalf of Islam and spewing forth this anti-Jewish talk, what happened was it went upside down, inside out, and it ended up condemning Islamophobia. In other words, those of us with any common sense who heard what she said and condemned her were somehow guilty of Islamophobia because we condemned her. She's allowed to say anything she wants, and if you make a remark about it, well, somehow you're Islamophobic. Then what we did, go on.
It's just amazing. It is literally amazing to what you just described. She said things three times that were obviously anti-Semitic. The Speaker of the House said she did not understand the volume of what she said. And Rabbi, that's just ridiculous talk.
Oh, of course it is.
And then all of a sudden, because we stand up as a country that's based on Judeo-Christian values and call it out for what it is because we should, because we can never allow that talk to heat up and turn into something violent, we get accused of Islamophobia. I mean, that's about as twisted as you can get, right?
It's twisted, but this is the reality we're confronting now. Democrat Party and liberals, to them, Islamophobia is worse than anything in the world, much worse than anti-Semitism, and Jews are supposed to remain silent and accept anti-Semitism if it's coming from someone that's Muslim, because in the mind of the liberal, the sensitivities and the honor of the Islamic community is more important than the Jewish community. And it's not just the Jewish community. It's the same thing with the Christian community. If you are a liberal or a Democrat, your top priority today on the totem pole of victimhood and special rights and privilege is the Islamic community. And everyone else has to take a back seat. The Jews, the Christians, for example, there are Muslim militias all over Africa that are killing tens of thousands of black Christians.
Right.
And not even to mention how what they're doing, these Muslim militias and groups to the Coptics in Egypt and what they did to the Maronites in Lebanon and what they're doing to the Kurds. And if you criticize it, my goodness, and you should, because you've got, what else can we do to try to save these people except to speak about it and expose it? You're called Islamophobic. In other words, you better be silent and just let it happen, because we don't want to do anything that would make someone who's an Islamic spokesman uncomfortable. So we'll just have to let all this genocide go. And this is happening all across Western Europe. The Democrat Party, the Labour Party in England, it's happening in France among liberalism, that basically anti-Semitism, anti-Christianism, it's all acceptable if it in any way it's secondary to anything that the Islamic community deems more important. It's very bad. It's a sign of, number one, weakness, appeasement, fear, wanting to get certain votes. But it's also, this is what liberalism is today. They're against the Judeo-Christian ethos. And you've got people in liberal precincts talking against white people openly, saying this about white people and this about white men and another thing about white males and white privilege. This is all racist talk.
It is absolutely racist.
It's white phobia. It's Christophobia. And they get away with it because in the liberal world, Christians deserve to be maligned, and steadfast biblical Jews deserve to be maligned, and white people certainly deserve to be maligned. And they're sowing listen, I think many of them would like to see all of us go. It's a type of ethnic cleansing in a way.
It really is because if they're trying to get rid of our Judeo-Christian foundation, Rabbi, and get rid of all the white people and get rid of the people that are the core of this country, what we'll have left is AOC. Isn't that right? I mean, we'll have her and Nancy Pelosi. That's it. Is it ethnic?
Well, you'll have Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and you'll have the members of the Black Caucus who were against having a resolution specifically condemning anti-Semitism, and you'll have the socialists. They call themselves progressive. They're socialists. Actually, they're worse than socialists. If they would be, let alone they actually would become communists.
That's right.
You take someone like Cortez. What she wants is not simply a socialism like in Norway or Sweden. I think she'd be very happy with a complete takeover, a Che Guevara type takeover. These people don't even condemn Venezuela, like, for example, Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
You have people that are, their intent is to destroy everything built up.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir. It was an honor to have you on.
Thank you.
I am Mark Anthony. We're going to be right back with John Sullivan from No Safe Spaces. Stay with us. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister. USA Radio's Tim Berg with a preview.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here. I'm proud to be here again, not only as America's top diplomat, but also as a man of faith that is always newly inspired when I get the chance to travel to Israel.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 216 points, the NASDAQ up almost 110 points, and the S&P 500 up 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Yes, we are back. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Mark Anthony. And, God, I love that quote from The Untouchables. Yeah, we got to stop bringing a knife to a gunfight as conservatives. I totally agree with that. We got to stop. We got to stop doing that. And one of the people that's actually taking the fight right to them is a good friend of mine. John Sullivan is a well-known director and producer in the conservative world. He has done some amazing movies out there, and this one is no difference. John has embarked on a journey to make a movie called No Safe Spaces with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. It's a great movie. I've already seen it. I get to see it again in a couple weeks. But John Sullivan, thanks for coming on, brother.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you. So everybody's been hearing about this movie, and we still have a little time before it gets released. It was screened at CPAC. It's going to be screened at NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. So, John, help the listeners understand what No Safe Spaces is all about.
Well, you know, what we have going on here is actually an attack on not just free speech, but really kind of the individual. And I think we have to understand that what our Constitution did was not that just that it gave us free speech or gun rights or anything else, but as a collective, what they really do is they protect the individual against the mob, right? So if you have three people, two of them in a democracy, two of them can vote to take your stuff from you and violate your rights. Our Constitution says, no, you can't do that. We have inalienable rights that have been given to us by God, and one of those is speech and expression. And what we're seeing happen on not just college campuses anymore, when we first started this, it was really on college campuses. They were trying to ban people like Ben Shapiro or Ann Coulter. And now what we've seen is this is spilling over. You know, we have friends that are being banned or shadow banned on Google and YouTube and Facebook to where, you know, posts aren't getting out, posts are getting censored. So, and now we're seeing it even happen with advertiser bans and all kinds of things happening. So we've got to go and protect our free speech, which is our First Amendment rights. And from there, all our other right, you know, kind of our rights flow to protect that right.
That's exactly right. Now, John, you said you originally started it because of what was going on in the college campuses, but you've seen it now more and more. They're becoming unhinged, and they're getting violent. And it's not just about whether or not, right? I mean, you saw at CPAC that that young man that was up there, they got punched in the face because he dared to say something that wasn't accepted on that campus. So you have spent a lot of time putting this movie together, John. Has it gotten worse since you started the movie?
Much worse. I think it's gotten much worse than from when we first started the movie. You know, I think there's an outright hostility on college campuses growing to if you express a conservative viewpoint. Now, I want to point out one thing about the movie that I think is really, really strong about it is this is no longer just a right-left issue. You have people like Dave Rubin, who is a gay guy, married with his husband, who used to be a strong, you know, left-leaning liberal over on Young Turks. And, you know, he's made that shift over to what he would say is just, you know, he's just a liberal in the center now, but realizes, you know, free speech is completely and totally under attack, and that the left, the kind of the what I call the regressive left, they're not progressive in any way, shape, or form. They are the regressive left, have really tried to, you know, stamp this down. We have Van Jones in the film defending free speech. We have Cornel West. So, you know, we have people on the left defending free speech along with people on the right, you know, like Dennis Prager and Ben Shapiro. So, but everybody kind of recognizes there's something going on the college campus and it's getting worse, not better.
Yeah, it is getting worse. So, John, what made you guys decide to pair up Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager to do this movie? It's kind of an odd couple in a way, isn't it?
Kind of, unless you know their history together. And it wasn't us pairing them up. It was actually Adam and Dennis, who are friends and have been longtime friends, who wanted to take this on. Now, you know, you have Dennis. Adam actually listened to Dennis for a long time, was a longtime listener of Dennis's radio show here in L.A., where Adam grew up. And then they kind of met. They formed this friendship. They had actually spoke a couple times together doing some events. And one thing that really launched this movie was them actually getting banned at CSUN, Cal State Northridge, here in L.A. And they both spoke in there at different times and not had any issues, and then suddenly because they're talking about this issue, they were banned from speaking. Now we had to get lawyers involved and everything else, so it kind of played out the premise of the movie, strangely enough, and this really kind of helped launch them into saying, wait a minute, if this is happening to us, there's a bigger problem here, you know, and that's kind of what launched this whole journey for them.
So, kind of give the audience an idea of what they're going to see in this movie. You have so many different people. You got Van Jones. You've got a great cast of characters, no pun intended. But what are they going to see in this movie? And kind of what, as you started it, I know because I've talked to you, things changed. Like we said earlier, things have gotten worse. But what is the audience going to see in this movie that is some of the most compelling parts of it?
Well, I think one of the things they're going to see about this is exactly how bad it is. We go on the inside. We see it from the inside out, not just at the college campus, but we see how this is spilling over into all of the social media companies, into other companies, We hear from, you know, people that I think the surprising thing is, again, people that are would consider themselves part of the left are so shocked that their free speech is being taken away by this whole leftist part of it. And so we get really into the mentality of what's going on, and we do it in a way that only Dennis and Adam can do it. You know, Adam is just this, as Dennis, as he would say, is, you know, Dennis is the medicine, and he's like the piece of candy that the medicine is in to go down. So you've got, you know, Adam's humor. We actually have a lot of kind of offbeat cartoons, if you will, kind of like riffs on Schoolhouse Rock that are in, if we remember Schoolhouse Rock, you know, I'm Just a Bill kind of thing, playing out throughout it. We take some pop cultural references showing what's going on. You see some real unfortunate violence on, you know, particularly the Berkeley campus, and see how bad and how unhinged these guys are, how unhinged these students are, how they will not, you know, basically tolerate in the name of tolerance, anybody with a dissenting viewpoint. You know, we talk a lot about diversity. People want a diverse campus, a diverse workplace. They want diversity in every single way except for diversity of thought or diversity of opinion. And this is where I think we're getting really into a danger here. You know, if you can't tolerate somebody else who has a differing point of view from you and disagrees, you know, that's a big problem. We're not going to achieve anything or accomplish anything. We kind of need argument to move forward, to get the better ideas moving and surviving, if you will. So I think you're going to see a lot of that in the film, you know, in depth on that and kind of firsthand of what's going on from students firsthand who were attacked physically, emotionally on campuses. Professors who were attacked on campuses, whose safety was in jeopardy. So, you know, we've got kind of a gamut of it all, just showing exactly what's going on.
Sounds great. So, John, we're going to come up on a break in a minute. Can you hold over for the break so we can talk a little bit more?
Absolutely.
Very good. And, John, by the way, I know that you're up to bigger and better things. There's other things going on that you're working on we might talk to the audience about. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. He's got a lot of projects that people would be interested in. John has been really busy out there. So we're going to be back. We're going to talk to John Sullivan a little bit more from No Safe Spaces and then wrap up the show. We're grateful that you all have joined us and joined the conversation. I know I'm not there on Facebook in the studio, but I'm still with you. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Mark Anthony. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
All right, man.
All right.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, I am your guest host, Mark Anthony, and we are up on our final segment. It's been a great 3 hours, and so, just a little bit more, we're going to talk to John Sullivan from No Safe Spaces. John, right now, as we're looking at the craziness of AOC and the rest of the crowd out there, if you were talking to conservatives that are listening, and they are all across the country, what would you say to them about how important this election is in 2020?
Well, I think it's one of the most important elections. I'm turning 50 this year. And I would say outside of the 1980 election with Ronald Reagan and the 2016 election of Donald Trump, this is the most important election we could have and one we need to be engaged on all levels, you know, from the grassroots all the way up. Particularly here, like, you know, I live in California and Los Angeles. You know, sometimes we feel like our vote doesn't matter. Well, you know what? You can help in other states too, where that your vote would, you know, help getting people out to vote would help matter, in a battleground state. So I think this is an incredibly important election. Look at what Trump has done in just 2 years, all the things he's accomplished. And I think he'll be a bolder president, even in those next 4 years. I don't think he'll be lame duck, like we saw with some of the other ones. I think he'll be pushing an agenda all the way through. Excuse me.
Well, because that's just part of who he is. He's not going to back down if he gets reelected, right, John? He's going to continue to push and keep his promises about the border and about Obamacare and some other things that have to happen so that we can really kind of right this wrong track we've been on, right?
100%. I mean, look at what he's done with our economy. You know, Obama said that these jobs would never return. We're seeing manufacturing jobs return at a record rate right now, coming back that people didn't think they would happen. We see, you know, an economy that is thriving right now. We see real wage growth happening, not just profits happening. We do see the stock market has gone up. I remember when people said Donald Trump was first elected, like, you know, right before it said, oh, if Trump's elected, the stock market will tank and, you know, everything else. Well, it went up immediately the next day, and it's continued to rise the whole time. We've had, a strong stock market. So, again, we've seen Trump do things that most people would have thought were impossible to have done within just 2 years. Look at the Korean situation. You know, we actually are looking at, you know, the demilitarization of that zone. Talks are still going on. there's been an amazing movement on that side. And I think he'll eventually cut a deal with China that'll be, you know, much more fair for the United States than what it was before in that situation. And we see him renegotiating trade deals all around the country. NAFTA was renegotiated. Again, who would have thought that would have all happened just within 2 years? It's very much like Ronald Reagan when he took over after Carter. I remember, you know, waiting in gas lines as a little kid. And, you know, and then when Reagan was elected, you know, suddenly the economy got back on. In fact, friends would always ask me, you know, growing up, what was the difference between a Republican and a Democrat if they were from another country? And I said, well, with a Republican president, I always got a new bike. Because it seemed like every time we had a Republican president, the economy was so good, I got a new bicycle for my birthday. So to me, it was always that's what a Republican president meant. So I think there's, you know, truth with that with Trump.
Absolutely, there is truth with that, and we're seeing a lot of great results. And you know, John Sullivan, I want to encourage everybody, you've got to see this movie, No Safe Spaces. We've got to pay attention to what's going on. Our freedom of speech is the most important right we have, and without it, we're going to be silenced. Isn't that right?
100%. They are not. You have to realize there is a group of Americans that are not looking to dissent from you and just disagree with you. They are looking to shut you up, to shut me up, to shut Mark up. They do not want. They are not interested in hearing your opinion. They think that you're wrong. They're basing all this on emotions over facts. In fact, AOC said that she'd rather have an emotional be emotionally true than to deal with the facts. I'm paraphrasing there, but like, this is a scary proposition. I mean, I kind of find it funny in one sense. Do you want to fly in a plane that's emotionally true, or do you want to fly in one that works by the laws and physics of gravity? And, you know, in that way. So, you know, this is the mentality we're dealing with, and the idiocy and the stupidity that we're at now. It's just that emotions matter, facts don't anymore. But you know what? Facts are stubborn things, as Thomas Jefferson said. You've still got to deal with the facts no matter how emotionally you don't like something. You know, the fact is Trump is growing the economy. Fact is jobs are returning because of Donald Trump. Fact is we're, you know, better off as a country outside of the Paris Accords going on, and we're actually being a greener country than the ones that are in the Paris Accord. The fact is Donald Trump has just signed one of the largest historic bills on free speech today, in fact, protecting free speech on college campuses. So, you know, I look at Trump and, you know, there's a lot of things that he's doing that I really applaud, and I'm glad he's keeping his word on these things.
I agree. John Sullivan, so great to have you on. You're a warrior and a great friend. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. You know, as we round up the final third hour here on The Real Side with Joe Messina, I think it's important everybody knows I have a radio show called The Patriot and the Preacher. So before we go, I'd like to remind the audience of this, that that as we try to debate who we are and what our identity is, the founders knew it long ago. And so there's a quick story that I always love to share, and I've got just about enough time to do so. Imagine after we won the Revolutionary War, after the superpower of the world. And, you know, I'm sitting here in Vegas right now, and let me tell you, nobody would have bet on us. There's no way they would have. We were outnumbered and outgunned. And so after winning that war and so many things that had to happen the right way, we were in the middle of trying to ratify the Constitution, and we couldn't come to an agreement. We couldn't be in one accord. And so imagine that, you know, most historians say that if that meeting had adjourned without ratifying the Constitution, we wouldn't be the United States of America that we all know and love. And so in the middle of the arguing, people were almost coming to blows. Benjamin Franklin, the old wise man, got up and said something that is true today. He reminded his colleagues of why we got to this point and why we won. He got up and said that, during the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible to danger, all of us who were engaged in the struggle saw superintending instances of divine providence in our favor. We were on our knees praying daily in this room for protection and favor, and our prayers were answered, graciously answered. And then he said something that turned the entire discussion around. He said, "Have we forgotten our powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance?" He said, "I have lived a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing truths I see, that God governs the affairs of all men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the tree," this is a biblical reference, "without his notice, what makes us believe that an empire can rise without his aid?" He then said that this matter is in the hands of God and made a motion to adjourn and pray and fast and pray for 3 days. It is also the reason that every session of Congress is opened with what? A prayer. That's right. He was reminding them that we got this far with God, and we're not going to make it if we try and build this nation without him. And so His thoughts live on. That's why the Congress is open with a prayer. We must remember that there's no way this nation can be healed and can move on without going back to our heritage and our foundation. And as the rabbi pointed out, and we have, and Joe has on this show many, many times, the Judeo-Christian foundation is what makes us great. And so remember, do you really imagine that this empire can be healed or restored without his aid? No way, because we got here because of him. So as we look around and watch this chaos, just remember one thing is for sure. This is one nation under God. All you have to do is look up the founders and what they wrote. When they said divine providence back then, that equates to us saying the hand of God. And they were very convinced because they saw every miracle happen right before him. Before we go, Benjamin Rush said, I do not believe that the Constitution was an offspring of inspiration, but I am perfectly satisfied with the Union of the States in its form and adoption. Listen to this. Is as much of a miracle than any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament. That's coming from the man that signed the Declaration and the Constitution. He saw it from the beginning to the end. And so here we are right now, debating what's right and wrong, what's good and evil. But my advice to everybody is go back and look at our history. The roadmap they left us is still good. It still stands today. That's why the Electoral College and the way this government is set up, it's better than anything else you can imagine. My thanks to Joe Messina for letting me sit in. This is Mark Anthony, and thanks for joining us. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. We'll see you tomorrow.